Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Yes, magical engineer Frank and I, we got a great show. We are going, thanks for joining us on America Voice Radio Network, by the way. And we're going to talk about the brain a little bit. We're going to try to keep it safe. So we're going to talk about some new research and we're going to look at it. Also, we're going to be talking about keeping our eyes on the goal, which is empowerment and health. We're going to talk about how we can do that. And we'll see how much time we have for other things we have here in the stack. And the quack report, of course, I've heard from several people lately. They like the quacker. I'm so glad. Well, I did bring the devotional because before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm hitting the knees seeking the Lord's face, mine in the time, because it grows short. Today's devotional is we give homage and praise to the Lord because he gets the praise and the credit all the time, every day. It's from Jeremiah 29 and John 10, and it goes like this. I am with you, I am with you. I am with you. Heaven's bells ring, pealing out the promise of my presence with you. Some people never hear those bells because their minds are earthbound and their hearts are closed to me. Others hear the bells only once or twice in their lifetime, rare moments of seeking me above all else. Yeah, usually we seek the Lord when things are going all wrong. So, but he says, you know, my desire is that my sheep hear my voice continually, for I am ever present. I'm an ever present shepherd. That's right. So we get to turn our ears to him. We got to look to him and mind the time it grows short. So, you know, take some quiet time. You know, the Bible says, go to your closet, be in prayer. It's a very tender, personal commune with the Lord. So get with it. Get to getting, as they say, and mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Hey, you know, they have this algorithm that can decide whether you're suicidal. Yeah. Scientists have trained a computer program to identify people who have suicidal thoughts based on their brain scans. Yep, the method could one day be used, they say, for diagnosing other mental health conditions. But right now, they say you have these neurons that fire in your brain. We're going to touch on that in a little bit in the first segment of the show. But these neurons fire, let's say, in different patterns depending on the stimuli. So let's say someone said the word hammer to you. Stimulus in the brain would fire off in one region, but if someone said dog, another region of the brain would kind of light up. So these patterns, they've been measuring these patterns, and they're pretty accurate, they say, in compared to other brain studies. So they, although the algorithm isn't perfect, they said, and it's also kind of expensive to get these brain scans. So they say in the future, you know, it'll be able to help them out in mental health function areas. But right now, the predictable accuracy is 94%. If anyone has ever attempted suicide, the algorithm knows it by 94% of the time. Their research was published in the Journal of Nature Communications, if you want to check that out. Moving along in the quacker. Hey, where do you guys live? Because you may be living in one of the states that is most sexually active with disease. That's right. Sexually transmitted diseases are getting worse. For the third straight year in a row, they have increased, according to the Center for Disease Control. Their data analysis was double-checked by backgroundcheckers.org. And they said there's 10 states that have the highest rates of sexually transmitted diseases in America. And they are... Number one is Alaska. Wow. Mississippi's two. Number three, Louisiana. Four, Georgia. Five, New Mexico. Six, North Carolina. Seven, South Carolina. Eight is Arkansas. Nine is Delaware. And 10 is Oklahoma. Now, the state they said that moved up the most in the rankings with the most disease was Maryland. They jumped from slot 24 to 18. So they have high rates of gonorrhea and chlamydia, apparently. Also, next up was Delaware. They climbed from up five spots from 14 to 9. And then there was a four-way tie between Georgia, Indiana, Virginia, and North Dakota. Now, the least sexually transmitted disease states are Vermont, New Hampshire, West Virginia, Maine, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. Yeah, when I moved to South Carolina in the 70s, that's what I heard, that Greenville, North Carolina was the most sexually... Is it Greenville? Yeah, it's South Carolina. Sorry, it's across the border. So Greenville, South Carolina had a real problem with sexually transmitted diseases on the East Coast, and it was the state to watch, you know. All right, last but not least in the quack report, if you think you're not getting enough vitamin D, apparently vitamin D deficiency is the thing now, there's five ways to kind of look at signs that may suggest you're vitamin D deficient. If you get frequent infections, if you feel depressed a lot, if you always feel tired, if you have weak bones and joints, And if you get a lot of muscle pain, apparently. So if you're looking for some people always ask me, where can I get some vitamin D other than the sun? Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be outside in the sun, you know, get a nice sun bath, 15, 20 minutes, that'd be good. But there are some foods that you can kind of, you know, touch base on, get some vitamin D. Cod liver oil, I know that's not usually the best tasting, but a tablespoon of that is going to give you 1360 IUs per tablespoon of vitamin D. Now, your swordfish, 3 ounces of that will give you 566 IUs. Salmon, about 447. Tuna, 154. Of course, your orange juice, your milk products. Not a big fan of milk, but because it's vitamin D fortified. It's not, you know, synthetic. And then, let's see, sardines, 46 IUs in sardines. Your eggs have 41 IUs. Of course, you get cheese will also have some of that, as well as your milk products. But there you go. If you want a list, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can send it to you free of charge through email or snail mail. So just give them a call, reach out, and give them a call at 866-229-3663 if you want your list of vitamin D options. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the human brain. How do we can keep it safe? I mean, you know, I never would have thought a decade ago I'd be talking about trying to keep your brain safe. But, hey, these are the times in which we live, you know, because I've been reading a lot about how the human brain develops from birth to, like, toddler age. And, you know, it kind of got me thinking, what could possibly go wrong after birth that there are dangers out there we need to avoid in order to protect our brain? You know, our cognitive skills, you know, things that develop our personalities, our traits that make us all the individuals we are. So we're going to take a look at this. We're going to check this out and find out how we can protect ourselves. Well, let's look at the brain waves for one thing, because, you know, a lot of research has been, you know, taking place on, you know, in the neuroscience area of medicine. They have been looking at how the brain responds to the environment through brain scans, just like, you know, the suicide thing. But mapping the human brain, mapping the neurons, the synapses, the lobes of the brain, you know, they want to discover how the brain is processing information, how it stores and recalls this information, how we learn. All this has fascinated scientists for centuries. So what science has learned is that our brain has three major components. You have the brain stem. So this connects, you know, the spinal cord to the upper brain. Now, the upper brain controls your reflexes, your involuntary functions like breathing and heartbeat. And the cerebellum part of the brain is responsible for balance and coordination. So these are three main areas they have kind of dissected and figured out thus far. But they don't know everything. So there's this critical period, though, according to Urban Child Institute. Their researchers claim that the first 3 years after birth are the critical, it's a critical time for the brain's health and development. Okay, so what could we be doing in the first 3 years to sabotage that? Think about it. Just think about it. I know Frank's thinking. All right, well, let's look at the wiring of the brain, because the human brain is, you know, it's got this wiring, this network of nerve cells that they call neurons. So the neurons, they're made up of a cell body. It has little branches out, the dendrites, they call them the dendrites. They extend outward from the cell body, and they are insulated. They have, at the end, insulated axons. So these components of your neuron, they store energy and they also store your DNA. So the neurons also communicate with one another through electrical impulses, tend to jump those synapse gaps from neuron to neuron. So the axons at the end of the dendrites are typically coated with this fatty substance that's called myelin. And this is like a conduit. It conducts impulses, okay? So the human brain continues to acquire neurons within the first 3 years after birth. So your brain is building neurons after you come out and go, wow, 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 welcome to the world. And, you know, that's kind of a new thing. People, you know, didn't know that. They thought, well, we had all our cells, you know, before birth. Well, no, that's not quite what's going on. The brain is still developing and growing. So the human brain continues to acquire these neurons during the first 3 years after birth, and the brain doubles the amount of neurons as it grows in size. So by the time that we are 3 years of age, the brain is 80% of its adult size. So during this time, the brain develops the synapses at the fastest rate during its lifespan. Now, this is really key, because without those synapses, guess what's not happening? We don't have communication in the brain. It's hindered, okay? So the brain doubles in size, builds and develops the synapses in this first 3 years, and also during its lifespan, it can still replace neurons and synapses, but the first 3 years, it's doing it at the fastest rate. So the brain will have twice as many synapses and will use as many as it needs. So if you're looking at a chart, by the way, if you're on our newsletter list, you would have got this chart, and it shows you this really neat chart. This is synapse density of your brain from newborn, 1 month, 9 months, 2 years, and adult. And you can see this is from Harvard University Press, and this was like a chart, and you could actually see the little, it looks like slides of, I guess, you know, examine brain tissue, and you could see the density of the neurons that the brain builds from the time you're born up through adult life. It's really cool. So if you're not on the newsletter list, you might want to jump on there, because the newsletter is free. So you could go to thepowerherbs.com and you could click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. And they go out each week via email. So you have to have an email address. We do not mail them in the snail mail. So check it out at your earliest convenience. All right, let's look at this genetic code, because according to the scientists, early stage of brain development are influenced by our environment. Okay, so if changing your diet can change your genetic code in 6 days, so how can life experiences, you know, I guess they can affect, you know, your genes within the brain. So, you know, we are a product of our environment. We've been hearing that. So if you've been traumatized, for instance, it's going to affect you, and it affects your brain. So external stimuli can affect the way the brain interacts. So it affects the way the information is processed, the neurons, and the way they form. And actually, science is saying the basic wiring of your brain is influenced by your environment. So it's as if the genes that you were born with have a code that says, okay, this is where the brain's located, just like it would say, here is where the nose on your face is located, but a blow to the face can break your nose and change the shape of your nose and even the function of your nose. The same thing can happen, apparently, to the brain with direct physical trauma or emotional trauma or, you know, just trauma. Well, let's look at the shape of the brain. Like the medical science, when life experiences shape us and especially shape our brain, they call this plasticity, okay, brain plasticity. So this feature allows humans to adapt quickly. So it's a natural course. We adapt, and it does change things. It changes the way the brain is. I mean, you know, you're not born with the same brain. You change, apparently. Well, let's look at the monthly development. This is what's really cool. We started, you know, life all the same way. So in the womb, the brain has begun to live in the first trimester. Actually, first trimester is 90 days, but in just 2 to 8 weeks after conception, the brain begins to form, and this is called the embryonic period. So in 7 weeks, the neural connections permit the baby to move for the first time, and the human brain continues to mature during the second and third trimesters, such as, you know, establishing fetal breathing and other reflexes, both voluntary and involuntary. So, well, let's look at what happens at birth and then after birth. When the baby arrives in the world, the brain continues to develop, you know, a sound, you know, it develops sound is a teaching tool. That's the first thing the baby is acquainted with is sound. Okay, so it knows the sound of its mother's voice because it heard it while it was in the womb, that kind of thing. Vision improves later, and then motor skills. So by the age of 3 months, a baby can recognize his or her environment and the adults in it. So the language circuitry of the frontal lobe and the temporal lobes of the brain, they finish consolidating their efforts in the first year of life. So the brain's still getting its act together, let's put it that way, with regard to communication and, you know, input stimuli, output stimuli, that kind of thing. So at this point, babies can distinguish between when their native language is being spoken and when a foreign language is being spoken. So our brains are wired for the language spoken at the home within the first year. And because the brain tends to acclimate to the language spoken around us, this may be why it can be more difficult to learn different languages as we get older. Now, by the age of 2, the language area of the brain has evolved with more synapses, and it's making these interconnected pathways, and it increases the myelination on the nerves to protect them and help them function, especially with complex tasks. So self-awareness at this stage is happening for the child. Also, they're developing, at the age of 3, the prefrontal cortex has matured and more complex cognitive abilities are, you know, they're able to understand phases of time by age of 3, you know, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and cause and effect kind of things. So, you know, by toddler age, they're getting a grasp. They're starting to get a grasp of things. Now, let's look at one of the things that can impact the brain that, you know, we may not be thinking about all the time. We're going to look at the vaccines and your brain safety. So when we look at how fragile the brain development is and what can alter it, you have to wonder about the effects of vaccines with the heavy metals and the disease in them. What can they do to the brain? So the folks at medbroadcast.com, they've listed some of the risks of to the brain with regard to childhood vaccines, and currently the vaccine schedule for children has listed vaccines for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, 15 and 18 months, and also 24 months. So actually, you know, hepatitis is given out day one. You know, the baby gets that day one. And also boosters are given after that until the kid is attending a public school at age 5. Well, let's look at, just highlight some of them. The MMR, your measles, mumps, rubella. So according to Med Broadcast, they said the vaccine has a high risk of causing brain inflammation or encephalitis, which can cause convulsions, deafness, and even brain damage. So the first dose of this vaccine is given at 12 months, and this can certainly derail the brain's development and change the wiring. In cases where there has been a reaction to the vaccine, some children have disruption in their language area of the brain, and there's delayed language development. Meningitis, this vaccine is said to offer a protection from inflammation of neurological areas, and especially the membrane that covers the brain and your spinal cord. That's the myelination, the myelin sheath. So without adequate myelin sheath on your nerves, there's really not adequate signal communication in your brain. And medical science gives this vaccine starting at 2 months through age 18. So damage in this area of the brain can result in low IQs, ADHD, autism, and other neurological dysfunction. So the disease itself causes damage to spinal cord, brain damage, loss of hearing, and in some instances, they're permanent. So keep that in mind. All right, pertussis, your whooping cough is on the list too. this bacteria infecting the pulmonary system can lead to complications like pneumonia, convulsions, encephalitis, which is an inflamed brain, and even death. So this is given at 2 months and 15 months, and this is the time that infants rely on their hearing and vision to connect with their environment and to learn. So, inflame in the brain, not probably the best idea. Now, there are other vaccines that parents are advised to allow their children to get, such as, influenza, polio, chickenpox, pneumonia vaccines, rotavirus, that's for diarrhea, hepatitis, of course, and later the papilloma viruses and that kind of thing. But let's look at one other thing, because in some instances, research is showing that vaccines can cause immune system dysfunction or confusion of the immune system called autoimmune disease. So there is a faulty communication between the electrical and chemical signals going to the immune system, and it thinks self, your cells, your normal you, is an invading pathogen and attacks it. So is it possible that the childhood vaccines are rewiring the brain? Now, autoimmune disease is a pathogen. Is it possible then the childhood vaccines are rewiring the brain? And, we're seeing more of this in the 21st century since we've had vaccines. Now, one study in 2013 from the University of Rochester Medical Center suggested that brain injury was the cause of autoimmune disease, creating a multiple sclerosis-type response. So an assault on the brain is a trauma, whether it be from a football injury or from metal toxicity from vaccines that travel to the brain, and then the metals travel to the bowel within 14 days. Trauma is trauma, you know. Now, there are also more vaccines in the future, you've probably heard. We're being inundated with the zoonotic plagues, and you're seeing vaccines for most of them, bird flu, Zika, adenoprimate viruses, bat viruses. So I believe most of these are going to be introduced for adult use, especially for pandemic events and influenza vaccines, and then it's going to work on down to the infants. You better believe it. So you want to protect your brain, because within a generation, basically, our medical establishment has jumped from 6 vaccines before the age of 5. So that's like with 26 different vaccines, that's 24 boosters by the time the kid goes to kindergarten. And so now, though, kids are getting 16 different pathogen vaccines and 69 doses by the age of 5. So with this jump, we see more neurological damage that medical science is ignoring. Children are having more difficulty with language skills and are delayed by a minimum of 6 months. Also, many children are having difficulty sleeping and they have anger problems. These are all neurological. Now, I believe vaccines are causing a lot of neurological abuse and different dysfunctions. They're developing and they're attacking the child's weakest genetic link, and that's what they're coming up with. So if your diet can change your DNA within 6 days, or your environment experiences can change your DNA and rewrite your brain pathways, just think what the vaccines full of disease and toxins, heavy metals, are doing. Think about it. Well, I have had conversations, oh my goodness, with people all the time, and how they are amazed how toxin removal with herb cleanses made a significant difference. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more on the other side. We'll be right back.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here at Herb Talk. Oh, yeah, in the mood. Love that stuff. Big band error. All right, right before the break, I was telling you that, you know, I hear from people. They are just totally amazed how powerful herbs are and how it made a difference in their lives. Yeah, it's a game changer, for sure. I mean, when I found out, and I found out the hard way, okay, I was just, like, amazed. It was just, like, the world's best-kept secret, so I had to go learn more, and that's why I'm an herbalist. So, you have this power right now to change your DNA, to detox, get rid of heavy metals, give your brain a little TLC, and, you know, you can remove those toxins that are creating a lot of blockage on a metabolic area, weakening the system, holding back the body's regeneration kind of, you know, responses, and you can, you know, supercharge your system with organic, because your herbs are complex compounds, and they're supercharged with nutrition. And this is why God in the Bible calls it meat. It's really potent. And so you have this ability right now. And there's a reason God says from first chapter of Genesis all the way back to Revelations 22 throughout the Bible, he encourages you to use the medicinal herbs for the wellness. And so why aren't you? You know, God can't lie. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs. Ask them about their herbal organ cleanses. They got a bunch of immune-boosting formulas. And, of course, they have that nerve regenerator product that you might want to check out. And they do have also a couple of products that you can ask about that cancel or reverse vaccine when it's given. You want to use them, you know, right away. You don't want to wait a week and then use it. So actually, the two items are in their pandemic kit, too, so you can have that on hand. So give them a call at 866-229-3663 if you want a free product catalog or if you want to place an order. 866-229-3663. You can also go on their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for a newsletter. You will be empowered each and every week. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Takes the power back. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay, so we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about the goal. A lot of people cannot keep their eyes on their health goal. They kind of start out with, you know, a little bit of allopathic stuff here, a little bit of prescription over-the-counter there. And I mean, they fence in it. That's what it is. So when we don't lose sight of our goal, we have a better chance of getting the prize, which is wellness, and it stays with you. So if your goal is to stay healthy or to obtain better health than what you currently have, then you do want to be committed and not lose sight of your goal. Because a lot of people, you know, when they start detoxing, they have maybe old injuries that flare up, or they may have what we call a healing crisis where they, you know, they don't quite feel as well as they had hoped. Well, you're dumping a lot of toxins, and that can be stressful. So, you know, just hang tough, hang tough. Now, you know you're in a healing crisis during a cleanse when you're doing the right thing and you're consistent, and you haven't actually, you know, veered off your regimen. So that's how you know it's the cleanse that's working. Now, cleansing doesn't always make you feel bad. I'm just saying in some cases, you know, if you've got a lot of toxicity built up, you can, feel that knee injury come back or something like that, and it just bothers you while you're cleansing. Now, there are a lot of treatments out there that can help your body restore itself, you know, and these types of treatments may, you know, get you initially out of the danger zone. But, you know, you want to make sure you have something that's going to get you through the long haul. And, of course, I tell people, don't detox and then go back to your old habits, because diet has a lot to do with health. And so if you're going to recongest the system, you just negated the whole process of cleansing. And you got to read your labels and you got to be discerning. And you know, you don't want the illusion of health. You want real health. That's what you want. You don't, you know, if you want somebody to manage your disease, then allopathic medicine is the way to go. That's where you're going to be. But if you want to take this power back and you want an authentic cure, let's put it this way, the body knows how to regenerate and heal itself if you give it the right building blocks and you remove the stumbling blocks, okay? I learned this in herb school. When I was in herb school, that's the thing I looked at. I said, you know, cleanse, nourish. Most internal medicine disorders are taken care of. Yeah, cleanse and nourish. Not real complicated. We tend to complicate things in life, but it's you know, this is why God says use the herbs. It's simple. All right. Now, I've noticed an increase that a lot of people wait until the 11th hour to pick up the phone and call somebody. They will tolerate and ignore a million symptoms before they do something. Bad idea. Bad idea. The sooner you address something, the better off you're going to be. Because people wait until the 11th hour. These are people that, you know, they're on the precipice of a health disaster. And they're the ones that are rushed over to the emergency room and it doesn't get better. No. I often say, well, why do you wait? Well, there's lots of reasons they wait. And I've heard quite a few of them. But what it comes down to is they don't really have faith in the natural stuff. You know, they kind of go, I don't know. So they put it off. They don't have that trust factor there. Their trust is in science. With all the, you know, clinical trials now that are all bogus and fake, that's what their faith is in. Now, science is not going to help people when it's corrupted. It's been hijacked, basically, for profit. And all these scientific studies that have been recently been exposed have been basically a complete hoax, and the laugh is on all the patients out there, billions of people, pharmaceutical, medical corporations, wealthy, powerful, they buy their way out of a problem. But you, if you're the victim, how do you get out of the problem? Well, you're not going to go back to the same trough that puts you in the bad spot, are you? I hope not. Just looking at the antidepressant drugs, 60 Minutes did a show on that. The statin drugs, the FDA had to finally admit, caused diabetes, memory loss, muscle weakness, and liver disease. Come on. We can't forget the research that said, the British Medical Journal said, the FDA Drug Advisory Board members have ties to the drug manufacturers. The new birth control pills that are approved, Zaz and Yasmin, are known to cause pulmonary embolism and kill young women. Come on. When are we going to wake up? So when men are not, when they're left with these big pharma drugs, like the heart drug that was supposedly cured hair loss, and that, they decided to change the name and sell it as a hair loss medication, but it destroyed healthy heart tissue. People with alopecia hair loss were taking the Rogaine. And it's a heart drug, and then it created blood pressure problems for them. See what I'm saying? If you go talk to the Lord, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, well, what did you expect from an industry that's a business, it's for profit, that has its roots in Babylon, witchcraft and sorcery? That's what pharmakia means. It's witchcraft. When this curdacious symbol of the medical establishment is a witch doctor's staff with a snake on it, what did you expect? Now, I will say scientific medicine has its pluses in anatomy and trauma care. But when you're taking a bunch of toxic drugs to function every day, that's just going to lead you down the road to weakness and failure. So, just going over some of those examples, treatment of drug companies, that after a while they don't work. And good luck with the monetary damages. Who wants the money when you could be better? You want to be healthy and well. Your health is more important than any kind of lawsuit. All right, so as more people begin to realize, the natural approach to improving health has long-lasting positive effects. And it's at odds with the conventional healthcare industry, and sometimes they're feeling the loss, so they want to take action through government channels to discourage you. Now, guess what? Some parts of the world already have this problem. New Zealand, for instance, their healthcare freedom is it's been terminated pretty much. Their government has unleashed legislation, the Natural Health Products Bill and Food Bill. And it's harmonizing their food sources and their supplements under the Kotex food harmonization code. Now, New Zealanders in New Zealand, if they make, let's say, a couple herbal tea for themselves, they can be fined $50,000 for a cup of herb tea. And if we're not careful as Americans, we can wind up in that same boat. Australians are having problems too. They have pressure from they like the natural stuff, but the allopathic medicine area is putting pressure on the, healthy stuff. Government bureaucrats there are drafting laws to prohibit any colleges and universities offering training in natural medicine. Their National Health and Medical Research Council, they're all involved in this, which says that teaching homeopathic medicine is deemed unethical, and it's not a medical treatment, and you get into trouble. So the people of Australia have been consistently attacked regarding the benefits of natural medicine. Instead, the government-run healthcare system there is heavily influenced by pharmaceutical. And by the way, they do have supplements over there. because I talk to Australians a lot, and they said, but they're all made by pharmaceutical companies, and most of them are like for bodybuilding, you know, that area, you know, protein shakes and things like that. So they're just dying for what you got here in America. Of course, they can import a little bit, you know, for personal use, but they have to be real careful. Then they're paying all those, you know, import duties and taxes. So now other countries that also have this, that currently use homeopathic and other forms of natural medicine, you know, Canada, Great Britain, the United States, of course, certain countries of the EU have been blocked from receiving any kind of herbal or natural remedies, or they're severely limited on how much they can import for personal use. And plus, there's lots of duties and taxes on there. Now, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are currently merging. They want to have agreements to restrict through regulations, of course, under national security, all these food and dietary supplements. So, you know, they're trying to harmonize this as a global effect, and it's, you know, little by little, where areas down. So baby boomers that see the light are trying to scramble to learn to use natural medicine and help themselves. And they know that, you know, any future government-run elder care basically is a fast track for exit care. That's what that is. So out the door by 74 kind of thing. So, and I'm not kidding. Euthanasia laws are changing quickly globally. I touched on that the other day. And we need to be aware of this and be careful who we vote into office. See, we really have to be careful there. all right, so there are like 5 million Americans that tend to get diagnosed with Alzheimer's, dementia, and a lot of members, family members, are taking care of loved ones, but It can bankrupt a family, this type of long-term care. Modern medicine doesn't have a cure. They just try to reduce symptoms. And they don't really have anything in the future to cure people of dementia. So you're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to just do it yourself. It is definitely nutrition linked, most likely minerals. You're low in things because, you know, 50 years ago, our food had more nutrition in it than they do now. They're not practicing good agricultural methods. They're not practicing organic methods. So you're going to have to supplement or grow your own food and make sure it's organic and get a lot of that organic sulfur and nutrients out of the soil into your produce. And you'll see the lights go on. It's reversible. You gotta supercharge the system with a lot of nutrition and herbs and produce and foods, organic in nature. Now, folks with Alzheimer's or dementia who do a lot of cleanses, they'll say it was like the fog lifted, their memory came back, their speech comes back, they can think clearer and sharper. So when your digestion's off balance, the older you get, you have trouble concentrating, you're not absorbing the right nutrition. So you might want to, you know, tune up the digestive system. Make sure you're using organic sun-dried salt because it helps with hydrochloric acid and digestive tract. It doesn't promote hypertension, but salts are important for electrolytes. Electrolytes the nervous system uses as a conduit for impulses and communication throughout the body, whether it's heart, brain, you name it. So we've gotten away from the basics, and we're told all salt's bad. That's not true. Organic sun-dried salt has those microminerals in it, 84 of them, your body is starving for. So you don't go crazy with salt. And you get off the processed stuff, and you'll be amazed. I've been using sun-dried salt for over 20 years. I just put it on. I don't cook with it so much, but I put it on at the table. I don't have hypertension. 56 years old. I don't have hypertension. I mean, if I ever have my blood pressure checked, they want to know how I'm doing that without drugs. Well, you know, I exercise, and I use salt. I watch what I eat, And so it's real important. Food is your medicine. You know, Hippocrates got it right. Food is your medicine. All right, so research money is one of the reasons there are premature dementia and senility centers cropping up all over the United States, but nobody's getting better. Modern medicine says if you become senile before you're 70, you pretty much have Alzheimer's. And there's several different reasons. People have a lot of toxic levels of even metals in the blood flow, and they get a brain toxemia. So these vaccines, these flu shots, every year you're putting heavy metals in the brain, and then in 14 days they go lodge in the bowel. So this is not health care. This is sick care. This is what it's the business model for this big conglomerate enterprise, which has its tentacles lodged in the pharmaceutical company. Because the pharmaceutical company, through their money, they lobby, they get laws written, and they get rewarded, and they get protected. And also they print the medical books that the doctors study from, and then they have all these bogus studies in the journals the doctors read from. And this is guiding treatment plans, which continue to make people patients for life. See, that's the business model. From a business model standpoint, it's successful. Give you the illusion of wellness by reducing your symptoms a little bit, making you as comfortable as possible while you live with your disease. That's not a cure. That's disease management. And, you know, I feel like I'm a broken record, but, you know, every once in a while I'll get a call from somebody who says, I just heard your show and, you know, you made a lot of sense. Okay. So I sometimes you got to repeat stuff. You just got to repeat it. But I don't want you to ever lose sight of your goal, and that is to get the toxic poisons out and put the super nutrition in and make sure your immune system's functioning well and avoid those things that derail all that, which would be, you know, vaccines and poor diet and pharmaceutical drugs. Now, I get calls like this all the time where people go, well, you know, I broke down and, you know, I was being pressured and I had to get back to work, so I took an antibiotic. You know, what should I do? Well, cleanse. Get rid of the pharmaceutical residues. And, you know, make sure, you know, you're not eating a lot of sugar, especially with the holidays coming up, because this will, you know, suppress immune system function. You will pick up viruses. And if you get a flu shot, new research has just shown that you reduce or weaken your immune system, and you're more vulnerable to viruses. So that's what the flu influenza vaccine does. It makes you more vulnerable to viruses, weakens your immune system year after year, and even moms, expectant mothers, aren't passing on immunity to their children when they get those shots. So real important, power up. If you're looking for super nutrition, just infuse into the system right away. Check out the body food mix at thepowerherbs.com, or if you have a catalog from Apothecary Herbs, it's in there. And it's all plant-based powdered substance. You throw in juice or smoothie and you're done. And this is organic plant-based whole food nutrients. This is, you know, whole food medicine or whole food health care, if you will. And you have a lot of power over that. Now, if you need help with the brain, of course, they have the brain concentrate formula, and they do have that nerve regenerator we mentioned in the first segment. So you've got tools, and these are all organic professional strength formulas that work quickly. And by the way, when you get balanced and you get the nutrition in and you've got your lifestyle all figured out now and you're bebopping along, you shouldn't have to use a lot of these medicinal herbs on a regular basis like you would drugs. You know, once you get, you know, where you need to be, you don't have to take them every day. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check it out there, sign up for the newsletters, of course, and be empowered each and every week. And they're free. There is no subscription. And, of course, there's a couple there. There's the American Voice. I'm sorry, not the American Voice. American Survival Newsletter. I'll get it. That's there, and also HealthQuest. So you can read about them there, and they're both free. So you can sign up for both if you want. And that's at thepowerherbs.com. Be sure you have email, because that's the only way it's being delivered. Okay, a lot of people think we mailed them out, but no. Okay, so we got a few minutes, just a few minutes. I want to touch on a lot of people are worried about, you know, do I have the flu or do, you know, or do I have a cold, or do I have a bacterial infection, or do I have the plague of some kind? Well, you know, some symptoms can be serious, and many life-threatening diseases can actually mimic common flu and with a fever or chills, body aches, that kind of thing, feeling just yucky. So the risk we face is, you know, a delay in not knowing and then acting on what we have. So is an infection a bacterial or is it viral? I mean, I've gotten good. My family members have gotten good at knowing if we got a virus or not. Oh, yeah. We know if we have a bacterial infection or not. And then it kind of dictates what, you know, immune booster we use. So you can get that good at it if you just listen to your body and what it's telling you. Now, typically, you know, viruses, you can power through them. You know, doctors will just tell you, you know, you just have to let it run its course. But you can shorten that duration of illness. What I like to do is use broad spectrum herbs to kind of cover bacterial and viral, and then I can use more targeted formulas for specific things like sinus infections or bronchitis or pneumonia. So you have some broad spectrum generals formulas you can use. You even have some that you can use more like prevention, just to elevate your immune system a little bit. Especially during the cold and flu season. But again, you want to watch the sugar, because the sugar starts today. It's, you know, the Halloween thing, and then it runs through Valentine's Day, and this is your flu season because of all the sugar. So if you just watch the sugar and the alcohol, because that converts the sugar, you are going to be less vulnerable to a bunch of viruses out there this holiday season. And, you know, you can still go to grandma's house and I watch each year as all this stuff kind of travels throughout the country during, you know, holiday season, people getting on planes. And so I can see, I can actually, you know, with my phone ringing, I can, you know, from West Coast to East Coast, usually I see how it kind of goes. Now, if you do get that adenovirus, which is the primate virus with that cold flu symptom thing, that goes away and then you're stuck with a cough for a long, long time. We figured that one out. We know how to kick that thing to the curb, and within just the 3 days tops, you can stop coughing. If you've been coughing for 3, 4, 8, 10 weeks, whatever it is, there's a way you can beat that. That is a primate virus, and that got a little help in the laboratory to jump from primates to humans. It's a zoonotic pathogen. So there's some very, very good herbal formulas out there that will really take care of those hard to treat. Doctors can't do it. They don't have anything for that. They can decongestants, take cough suppressants, but that's not getting at the primate virus, is it? No. So thepowerherbs.com, remember that, the power herbs, it puts the power back in your hand, and you'd be amazed how powerful you can be, because God says you can be. From Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. You just got to learn some things, and they're really basic, and we'll show you how to do that. So give us a call, and we'll give you a product catalog free of charge in the mail, or you can download it off the website, thepowerherbs.com. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., especially those in Canada, you can call 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. And get empowered. Get a free catalog. Learn how to do things for yourself. And you'll be amazed. Yeah. You don't have to run off to the doctor every time you get a sniffle. You have power. You have tools. You have knowledge. And that is an empowering thing in itself. God wants you to know that. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.